الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book منهج الإسلام فيه ونسب من الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر الطحاوي رحمه الله تعالى في الآن عشرة النساء speaking the women in a good way. They start nearly off of that وعليه أن يعدل بين زوجاته في القسم والنفقة والكسوة وما يقدر عليه من العبد. It is compulsory on the man أن يعدل بين زوجاته that he does justice among his wives. Fil qasmi in the sharing of the night, wal nafaqa, likewise in spending, wal kiswa, in clothing, وَمَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ and whatever thing that you can maintain justice is. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ إِنِّي حَدِيثِ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ مُرَأَتَانِ فَمَالَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَاهُمَا whoever are two wives and it feels towards one of them. جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَشِفْرُ أُمَعِلُ On the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected with a good sight. That is, one of his two sides has been bent as a result of the injustice that he has done to one of the two wives, or one of the wives. متفق عليه. So this we explained extensively last week that it is compulsory to do justice when they marry more than one wife, whether two wives or three wives or four wives. It is compulsory on us to do justice. The justice with respect to sharing of the night. It said, if the husband spends the night here, he will spend the night in the house of his other wife. So this is compulsory and there is a kind of consensus of scholars on this with respect to that of the sharing of the night. And we mentioned it is not compulsory that when the man sleeps in the house of either wife that he has sex with her. So that is not compulsory. But sleeping in the house, this is what is compulsory. So in this one, you are giving this a night. A night should also be given to the other. the other one, they have their own life too. Until the son comes back to a person who is on the urban path. So this is the way it is done. If anything is going to change yet, it must be with the approval of the wife. It must be with the approval of the wife. Just like the case of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sick, he was asking, where would he be the following day? So until the wife, they got to know that based on what he knew of his love for Aisha radiallahu anha, so they knew that he wanted to go to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha for Ahimela, and they allowed him to do so. He went to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha before Al-Nas, and he died in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha on Al-Nas. He went there before Al-Nas, and it was on the night of Aisha radiallahu anha that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. So this must be with the permission of the other wife. So it is not something that is okay for one to give the wife 2 days, then the other one to give a day. So this will be dangerous. But if it is with the permission of the wife, no harm. If it is with the permission of the wife, there is no harm in this. We mentioned the case of Sauda, who gave up her own life completely for Aisha of the line. But she wanted to remain as one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah. She had grown old and she was afraid that the Messenger of Allah might divorce her, because it's like sexually she was not that useful anymore. It's like she was no more qualified for that. So rather than insisting that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should come to our house, she decided to give up her own life to Aisha radiallahu anha, and she was okay just being one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let's assume that the woman insists, even when the woman is no more useful, so to say, she could not carry out her own responsibility, so to say, she could not satisfy the man anymore. If she insists that a man must give her her own night, and the man is not willing to do that, so in that case, the man will have to give her the night, or if the man cannot cope with that too, if that it ends up what? In divorce. Rather than saying what, I will keep you, but I will give you your life. So you do one of the two. If you release her, since you know you cannot give her the life, or you keep her and you give her the life. So it's one of the two. So because it is her right, it is her right. As long as you keep her as a wife, you continue to give her that right. So there must be a permission from the lady. A permission from the lady. Maybe before the marriage was concluded, a man had told the lady that it is out of the week, for instance, maybe it is only 2 days of the coming to your place. Only 2 days of the coming to your place. And if the lady agrees to that, then they carry on with the marriage. If the lady says no, so is that a man? We consider what his condition. Maybe to be given her what the women will take, a night, so to say. But for the man to deceive her into that, this is wrong. It is a right. If she gives up the right, that's another thing. But if the man knows that, no, maybe in the nature of my work, I will not be able to watch, to be giving you a night, every day, so to say, or maybe a day, a night on, a night off. I will not be able to do that. Then in that case, you should not go into the marriage. You should not deceive her into it. You should not deceive her into it. So this is with respect to custom. And at times, somebody may travel. If a man travels and he has two wives, it's either he's traveling with both of them, but if he wants to travel with one of them, not both of them, it is good, he does what? And Qur'an, to cast lots. So whoever a lot comes out, then he goes, he travels with her. Then, subsequently, he will take the other person on a journey. How this is like. So, in order to watch, to compensate. But when we say to the night, when they are on their way on the journey, this is not counted as part of it, until they get to their destination. Because being on the way is something of watch, of punishment. And the Messenger of Allah, Allah has said, As-safaru qita'atun min al-adha. So, travel is a kind of what? Punishment. But when they get to their destination, then they start what? Counting. They start counting. So, it will pay back for the other person, that is, he will travel with the other person. And if it's no more traveling, so he will pay back to to others. So these are things that come up when we talk about traveling with one of the wives. Inshallah, we will still be talking about this. One other thing from Anas, من السنة إذا تزوج الرجل البكرة على سيد أقام عند أصحاب عنه. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said it's a part of Sunnah. If a man marries a bikru, that is a virgin, على سيد over a woman that is married before, that is what? Married before, if that is somebody has a wife and is taking another wife, and that wife is a bikru, or the wife is a bikru, the new one is a bikru, akama indaha sab'an, he will spend 7 nights with her, summa qasama, then after that he will start sharing the night again. Let's assume a man has two wives, and he marries a girl that he is a virgin. So he's going to stay with her, he's going to pass the night with her for 7 days. For 7 days, that is for 7 nights, he will be with her. What about the other wife? He will not be with her throughout the 7 nights. That doesn't mean he will not go to a house or to a room or to a flat. That doesn't mean he won't go there. But where will he spend his night? He will spend the night with the new wife. And if the new wife is a virgin, he will be with her for 7 nights. Will be with us 7 nights. So after he has spent the 7 nights, he will start what? Sharing one night again. Scholars will tell you reason for the 7 nights is that the virgin is somebody who is just being introduced to the system. So she needs a kind of, being with her, because she's just been introduced into the system, she needs a kind of love. So if one just spends a night and leaves her, so this is not something that is okay. And that's why the sunnah is that the husband spent 7 nights with the new wife, that is a virgin. That is a virgin. So it benefits the lady. Likewise, it also benefits the man. Why? Because it's used to the woman, that is the wife he has at home before, it's used to her. So this is a new wife now, somebody that he has not tasted before. So definitely his mind will be here. So the Sharia also recognizes that okay, he can be with her for seven nights. Then subsequently you continue what? The sharing of one night, or two nights, depends. But in the mind will be here. So the Sharia say, okay, you can be with this virgin for 7 nights. And since she's also been introduced into the system, so the man is advised in the Sunnah to be with her. But if the person is, well, that's a very good thing. If you marry a Sayyid is somebody who has been previously married. Maybe the person is a divorcee or the person is a widow. The most important thing is what she has tested it before. She has been previously married. Aqama inda ha thalatha, the husband should spend with her 3 nights. Consecutively. So no question. After that, you start the sharing of one night. So 1 night is the basis. A man is married to 2 wives. You spend a night here, then a night with the other wife. Like that. That is the basis. But if you decide to make it three nights, no arm, some of the scholars say if it is more than 2-3 nights, it's not something that is encouraged. However, there is no text that really says it must be 2 nights or 1 night. It can be a week, it can be a month. The most important thing is that there should be an hablu. You are spending a month here, you should spend a month here. You are spending a week here, it should be a week here. 3 days here, 3 days here. 3 nights, like that. It should be 3 nights. Here, 3 nights there, two nights, a night. Perfect. So if anything is going to be all cash in this, it must be with the permission of the lady. It must be with the permission of the lady. So it's something of self-help that you bring about to change. Because this has already happened. They are already married, and the lady is supposed to get a night. So, and the man, for instance, maybe due to some things, he discovers that he will not be able to make it a night. So they will have to sit down. If it's too suitable, this is the author. Unless if the man articulated this from inception. If not, he can't utter his expected words with simple. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَلَاجِنَا عَلَيْنَا عَنْ مِسْلِحَا بَيْنَا أُمَا سُلْحَا. So it is the sulhu that works. But if the man says, this is what I want to do, maybe also insist, then in that case, they are free to pass. They are free to pass. But for the man to say, okay, I will keep her, and I will not give her a right, then it's simple. It's simple. So it's either they reach a compromise, as the Sharia has said, or they pass. So this is what the Messenger of Allah said. One of the wives of the Messenger of Allah, Umm Salama, she was a widow.
and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Ahl. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed 3 nights with Ahl. As he was about to go out, the woman held him by the garment. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood her case that she did not want him to go. And he had to tell her that in shimti sabba'atu laki wa sabba'atu linisa'i. If you want me to stay with you for 7 nights, I'll stay. Instead of 3 nights. But she was a widow. As you said, I'm the widow or the divorcee. The new husband will be with her for 3 nights consecutively. So as the Messenger of Allah wanted to leave, the woman held in by the cloth. And the Messenger of Allah said, in shimti, sabba'atu lak. When sabba'atu lak, sabba'atu linisa'in. If you like, I can make it 7 days. But if I make it 7 days, I'm going to give all my wife 7 days. What does that mean? Does it mean if I make it 7 days, then I will be given what? 7 days, 7 days to all of them? Or what it means that if they give 7 days, ordinarily the 3 days the previously married woman that she's given in the Sharia, if she takes the 3 days, the other wife will only take one day. That is the normal sharing will come back again. But if she wants the husband to have 4 days more, 4 nights more, making 7. So now that the husband will go and add what? The 4 nights to give other 4 nights. No. The 7 days or 7 nights that he has spent with her will be the 7 nights that he will spend with the other wife. Let's assume somebody has 4 wives, including that widow. So meaning he won't come back to her until how many nights? 21 nights. He will not come back to her until after 21 nights. But if she had taken the 3 nights that the husband has spent with her, the husband will come to her after how many nights? In the fourth night he will be with her. So when Ummu Salama had this, she surrendered, that she can go. So Messenger of Allah told her, in shi'ti sabba'atu lak, wa in sabba'atu lak, sabba'atu li nisa'i. If you want me to spend 7 nights with you, I will. And if I spend 7 nights with you, that means the other wives will get what? And you know the wives of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many are they? Huh? 9. So, let's assume that, okay, maybe then you are not up to 9. That means 7 nights, maybe there are about 5 or so then, or 6. 7 nights. So the woman would have been watched in very serious anticipation. So the time there is that this issue of sharing the night, you should take it seriously. It is the most compulsory aspect of al-Qasm. That affects the color, the arm, a kind of what? You know, this is supposed to say, as some have claimed that to do adlu in sex and love, that it is difficult. As it is established from Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu. Likewise, Abu Dhabi al-Man, one of the great tabi'un, that when Allah says, وَلَنْ تَسْتَفِرُوا وَانْتَعْبِرُوا مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ, that you cannot do complete justice among your wives. Even if you try to do that, if you make effort, you can't do it. So the book said, this verse is talking about love and sex. Love and sex. And that's why a woman that has understanding of the thing, she will not be disturbed so much if she discovers that her husband loves the other wife or her co-wife loves her more than he loves her. Because it is natural. If you said it last week, of the wives of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved to him was Aisha radiallahu anha. And this is something that was known to all other wives. To all other wives. So the way the other ones can also improve the love of the husband, that is for the husband to love them more, is to try to do things that will endear them to the husband the more. But naturally, the love is not equal. The love is not equal. Complete justice cannot be done when it comes to the issue of love and the issue of what of sex. So, but that of sharing of the night, if one refuses to do that, one is guilty. And when one is sharing the night, you can go to the house of other wives, but you don't overstay yet. You don't overstay yet. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go around the house of his wives. He will go around. In some of the reports, you will not have what sex with any one of them except the one you are that night. Yes, at times, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have sex with all his wives in a day. So, but the practice there is no, you will not have sex with all his wives. And that's why some scholars say this is khususi of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say, no, where is that khususi? So the reason is that if a man has sex with the one who does not have the tongue, he may get to the house of the one who has the tongue and he will not be able to watch. He will not be able to perform. Maybe he is already weak. And ordinarily, that one is the owner of the night. So he has got to spend the time, the day, in somebody's house, is not the owner of that night. So in the case of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said he had a power of passing men. So if he had sexual intercourse with this wife of his, he could also have sexual intercourse with somebody else, you know, who don't know as well. So that way, some scholars said, if there is a man who is strong to do that, then, if he does it, he can't say it's haram. So most scholars found a case. But visiting the house of other wives during the day, or even at night, without staying long the day, there is no harm in this. But if one is not staying long there, so that means one is going to pay back that night for the one that has been cheated. For the one that has been cheated. So I'm saying this for us to know what the importance of the night. The importance of the night. And at times, a man may not be going to the house of the wife. It is the wife that will be coming to his own house. Each one of them will be coming to his house or to his room. Or to his flat. So this is also permissible. As Imam Ibn Qudama explains extensively in his book Al-Mughni. So we should not understand when the statement that you go to them, that it is a must be good. They can also come. Unless if the distance is very far, maybe this one is up in Lagos, the other one is up in Ibadan. But they are living in the same area, for instance. So and the man has decided that whoever has a son, whoever has a knife, should come to his house. There is no man in this. The most important thing is that what they are with him in their night. That night, he should not be to other wives. He should not overtake her in the house of another wife. If he does, he's going to pay back that night for. He's going to pay back that night. So, وقال عائشة عائشة رضي الله عنها said كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد سفرا أكرع بين النسائين that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whenever he wanted to travel he would cast lots among his wife فأيتهن خرج فهم خرج بها and the one whose lot came out, he go out with her. He go out with her. So meaning subsequently, if the man had has two wives, so he don't need to cast lot again. He go with the other one. He will go with the other one. And if he has more than two wives, that means he'll have to cast what lot again. But that would be exclusive of the first one because she has already gone. So that would be exclusive of the other one. So, as I said, you will pay back. Now, I think some women travel for their own personal issue. Will the husband pay her back if she comes from travel? The answer is no. The answer is what? No. Because she has only denied the husband that I show is right. So for us to not say the husband must pay her back, no. She is the one that has taken her own work opportunity and used it for something else. And that is with the permission of husband. That is with the permission of the husband. If she goes without the permission of the husband, she becomes what? A nashid. A nashid is a disobedient woman. A woman doesn't travel except with the permission of her husband. Except if it is a darura, a necessity. Take for instance, maybe a parent has sick, or one of her parents is sick. And there is nobody to take care of them except her. In a situation like that, she has to go. Only if the husband does not allow her. But okay, I want to go to Walima Chimika of a friend. I want to go to the Akiko or the daughter of a friend or the son of a friend. If she goes without the permission of the husband, she becomes what? A nashid. She becomes a nashid. And this is what is wrong. As God mentioned. Now, if the woman travels, she travels in order to attend to the needs of the husband. In this case, the husband will pay back. Because what she has gone to do is for the benefit of the husband, not for our own benefit. Not for our own benefit. So we should be understood. This should be understood. When is the man going to pay back? When is the man not going to pay back? So Aisha was aligned after the practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that إِذَا أَرَادَ سَفَرَ if he wanted to travel أَقْرَ عَبَيْنَا مِسْتَى إِنْهُ قَتْلَوْا among his wife. This is what the practice most of them. At times he will travel with all of them. All his wives. They will travel with us, with them. Like when he travel with them during Hajj, they will travel with all his friends. But if the travel that we wanted to go, for instance,
is only one person that needed to cast lots. If he doesn't cast lots, he got his one, that means he will pay, he will pay others as well. Because at times if you do that, it is one of the wives that includes, and that type of word. So she's the most useful if there are more than two, or she's more useful than the other in that type of word, journey. You know, at times the man may want to do something in his journey. It is one of the wives that knows about that thing, the other doesn't know. So the issue of you have to do Torah shouldn't come up. The man has taken the one who will be more useful in that type of work journey. So the only thing is that if he comes back, he will pay back. How do you say? But what we say is we pay back not during their work, their days on the way. Like in the past, when people would travel on us or travel on camel, they spend days, you know, it's not tiresome. So for us to not count that against the lady that travel with the man again, it's like cheating on a pass. Somebody who has been on the back of the camel, for instance, in the night, today, during the night, during the day. Then when they talk on the travel, the woman at home says, "Oh, my husband, you have to watch, stay back." The other woman will say, "What am I benefited on in the journey, on the back of Comet, traveling with her, with hardness?" So they won't count that. But when they get to their destination, it counts. And that one that the man will pay back with him, the funds. How would you say? So, فَأَيَكُوا مَخَرَ جَسَانُ وَأَخَرَ جَبِنْهَا. And whoever lot comes out, they will travel with her. وَإِنْ أَسْفَتَتْ الْمَرْأَةُ حَقَّهَا مِنَ الْقَسْمِ. If a woman drops a right in sharing, or in a nafaqah, or spending, or kuswa, or clothing, the evening is vouched with the permission of the husband, Jada Zahali. This is permission. Now we talked about the issue of clothing, accommodation, and spending that there must be justice. This, if you want to look at the ahadith, so one will say what? It is compulsory to do that. But majority of the scholars, they say justice with respect to clothing, accommodation, and watch, and spending. So this is not justice, but is equality. Equality. No, we said equality in the case of love and what? Equality in the case of love and what? Sex. But that is not. So when you talk about equality, you are talking about what? Perfect justice. So, and Allah said what? وَلَا تَسْتَتُوا أَنْ تَعْدُوا الْمَيْلَ النِّسَاءُ وَلَوْ فَرَسْتُوا وَلَا تَنِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُؤَةَ الْمُحَلَّقَةَ. But when it comes to the issue of feeding, issue of accommodation, the issue of clothing, if equality compulsory, yeah, if perfect justice compulsory, yeah. So the majority, they believe equality of perfect justice is not compulsory, yet, contrary to the Hanabila. So they believe what is compulsory is to give to each wife what defeats her.
Take for instance, if you happen to marry a daughter of a very wealthy man, for instance, now, the type of accommodation that will be required will not be the same type of what accommodation that will be required when you marry a lady who comes from a family where the father and the mother are living in the single room. Are you with me? You marry a lady from a family. The parents are living in the single room. And you marry another lady from a family where the father has what? The whole house. In fact, the lady herself, maybe she has what? She has her own room. Not the room that what she sleeps with other what? Other girls. Huh? She has her own room. So if you marry from this type of family, you know the type of accommodation that what she provide for her when you... Are you with me? So is this part of justice to say, when you now marry a lady from a firstly and firstly house, so to say, what you are provided for this, you must also provide for this. Are you with me? Is it part of justice? Injustice. So, some scholars say yes. As I said in another way, this is what? This is what should be done. Doesn't matter whether she comes from what? From a very poor family. So you are building a house for this, build a house for her too. Don't say because this one comes from a wealthy home. But to the jumhur of the scholars, this is not like that. It is not like that. You give her what defeat at Marcos. You give this one what defeat at Marcos. In talk like the issue of clothing, maybe this one, for instance, is tall, fat, and this one is what? Is short. You don't say the same what? The same yard of clothing that you give to the bed. So this is the way the majority have looked at it. So it is only when you are not giving the lady what she deserves, that is when you are what? When you are unjust to her. But when you are giving her what she deserves, it is not enough that exactly what you give to the other lady that you give to her. So to them, they don't see this as what? Injustice. When you give to the other more than you give to, more than what you give to, so if as long as what you've given to her is what she deserves. But the Anabila said no. However, the Anabila themselves, they say if there is a situation, if there is a situation where you need to what? Give the other one more than what you are giving this, then in that case it is a compulsion. In that case, it was so in that case there won't be what? Any injustice here. Like the case of clothing that you have mentioned now. In the case of what? Clothing. You see that as something of what? Necessity. That in this case you can't help it. You have to give this more than you're giving to this. Maybe this one is sick, for instance, now. This one is sick. This one is not sick. So you give this money to treat her care. The other one should not come and knock at your door that give me the equivalent of what you have given to her. Huh? Al-Adlu. Justice. Are you with me? So if there is something that is necessary, take for instance, if something happens to their family, for instance, and man decides to help them out, your other one shouldn't come, okay? Where's my wife? Which one? What are you giving me for my own family to? what are you giving to my family? You have helped the family also and so. These things that you are talking about, they are very, very important to take note of. A lady who was not really loved by her husband did this singular act, and that led the man, the man did not really love her, and she was aware of this. But because the man did something, he traveled. When the family of the second wife had to do something, he traveled to their hometown. So the other one was saying that you didn't travel to our hometown when our family wanted to do something. Then she started the problem. And that eventually led to the breakup. So apparently, the man traveling to meet your family is not part of his responsibility. If he does that, he does it in order to watch, to endear himself to you. Just like the lady traveling in order to assist the mother of the husband, it's not part of her responsibility. This is that clear. It's not part of what our responsibility. The rest of men behave. That when you marry a lady, you want to turn her to slave. That's what? That will be serving the whole family. No, this is not part of our responsibility. If she does it willingly, in order to watch, to increase her love in you, she knows that if she does that, you love her the more. Then that is encouraged. It's encouraged. I'm not discouraging this. But if a man wants to claim his right, it's not part of your right to say your wife should watch. Your brother wants to do something, so make sure you go there. Go and sleep overnight there. So this is not part of your right. Sorry, our duty. And it's not part of your right. The same thing goes for the woman. Usually they are doing something in your family, the husband must be there. If he goes, he has honored you, honored your family. But this is his responsibility. It's not part of your responsibility. So as I said, most of the things that lead to divorce today is because we do not know our rights and duties as husbands and wives. At times you get angry with your wife over things that are not your rights. At times you pick quarrels with your husband over things that are not your rights. When you know your rights, you know that your husband has not cheated you, has not wronged you. When you know your rights, you know that what your wife has not really done something much that can warrant that was, you get angry with her. But the only thing is that if she asks you to do some things that are not part and parcel of your responsibility for this time now, and she is not doing some things that are not part and parcel of her own responsibility for you, you may deny her that thing. Keep for that. Huh? She wants you to do some things that are not part and parcel of your responsibility. You may say you are not going to do it because she has also not done some things that you want her to do that are not part and parcel of her responsibility. Tit for tat. So both of you should not be angry. You should not be angry with her, and she should not be angry with you. So this is what is very, very important. Inshallah, we stop here. We continue next week. Inshallah. سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك السلام عليكم
And I start sharing the night with IP, adding one more day for covering the first time.
Now, the man who marries a divorcee or a widow, and he has spent 3 days or 3 nights with her, so he won't start with her, he will start with the other wife. Because if is good on to spend a fortnight with her. He has spent 4 nights, and that is against the hadith. So we start with the halawat, not the newly married one. Wallah.
If the lady is
a big virgin, he spends 7 nights with her to have sex. So, and you will go and spend that sharing with the other wife, not with her.
Any other questions? No questions.
Now the question is, if the man spends 4 days or 4 nights instead of 3 nights, he has violated the hadith. Can we say for violating the hadith, so the man will spend four nights with the other wife, meaning the confession that was given to the new wife will be abrogated? Can we say that the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ummu Salama radiallahu anha? Allahu alam, I cannot say we can say that, because what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is what in shirk is tabba'atulak tabba'atu the Messiah. So he mentioned 7, not 4. But we want to look at it from the angle of violation of the hadith. One may say the man should be treated, sorry, the lady should be treated that way, because there is an addition to the day she's supposed to have. So in that case, she is treated the way Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would have treated Ummu Salama radiallahu anha if she had taken that option. Allah. But don't forget, as you said, some of these things can be compromised. If the other lady is not in support of that, no harm. Say, for instance, the lady knows that if the husband finishes the 3 nights or the 7 nights with the new wife, maybe she will be menstruating then. She will watch menstruating. And that will not enable the man to watch, to play with her. He may say, okay, let her spend some nights more. So, and if that one, the other one, takes to that, so it goes. So, as you said, most of these issues, just as we have rights and duties, we are what compromises. You know your rights, you know your duty, you are ready to make compromises, then there is likelihood of what having less divorce cases. This is what our mother, you see, the rate of divorce during that time was very, very low. But today, what makes the rate of divorce high is that the men are not ready to carry out their duties, and they do not know their rights. The women are not ready to carry out their duties, and they do not know what constitutes their rights. Likewise, there is no room for compromise. And all this the Sharia are taking care of, know your rights, your duties, your, then you should be able to make compromise at times if you don't manage. Maybe you are considering one thing or the other. Some of our parents, our mothers, for instance, they will say, if not for the children, I would have given you. But because of the children, they watch, they allow, the human is not behaving well, but they are considering the children. If they drive her, that is, they divorce her, for instance, the children will just be wondering about, and they become bad children. So they consider this. But some of us will not consider this today. The same thing for women like that, we say, oh, you see some of them, we say, so she will be the one that will be struggling to sponsor with children. They are considering some things But you prevent this. Know your rights, your duty, and what, if necessary, what you make compromise. I'm not saying it's compulsory to make compromise. Don't get it wrong. It's not compulsory. But you may consider one thing or the other and decide to watch. You may compromise. It's not encouraging this. Allah.
And there's a question here, but I really don't know what the person has been to do. But anyway, this first question. A man does not visit the wife's room. Rather, he visits his room one after the other, based on arrangement among them. Is there anything wrong with this?
He visits the man's room.
I
think this has been said. It is not a must that the man goes to their room. The man may have his own room, will be the one family and have their own night. So there is no ambiguity.
There's a question here, but the last part of the question is not very clear. The thing is that if our friends, our brothers and friends, want to know something, who do what?
That is to shave part of the air, or half part of the air cut, and leave the other uncut. So this is something that is found at. Blessing of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for David, or found at it. It's found at it. So this should be avoided for the men and for the women. Some of us will do it, emulating the Quran, not knowing that Islam has spoken to it. So, but this is something to be aware of. Blessing of Allah, Allah, Naha, Ani, Lukata. He forbids or Islam has Al Qadha. So, Allah.
Okay, how about yes, sir, generally? Yes, sir.
Well, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves that if you are blessed with air, that you honor the air, you take care of it. So Islam loves this. Only that, not that this would be something that would be that you preoccupy yourself with. So it is said in the hadith of Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن ترجل إلا غبا. So it says you should not be combing your hair, dressing it إلا غبا, except once in a while. So particularly the one that whose hair does not need to be combed often and often. But if your hair requires that you comb it often and often, you still do it in such a way that it won't appear as if what you are just after something of a jaman, just beautifying yourself and the like all the time. So the same thing with respect to clothing. Islam encourages us to wear good clothes. But at the same time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who ordered the companions to do what? At a kashuk. In the effort that he said was in the Badadata and the Iman. Al Badada is a time to dress shabbily, is part of Iman. Not all times close. At times you try to taste what the poor people are tasting. Don't dress shabbily. Someone was telling me a case of a rich man who is very rich. At times he would tell the driver that he should go and watch. If you take the children and join public bus and take them to where they are going, the driver will not drive them badly. So you take them to where they will join public bus, so that they will have a taste of what the common people are also so that when they find themselves in a situation like that, they'll be able to cope. So I thank the Messenger of Allah for Allah to allow them to work very close. Jah footage. So Jah footage. So just as Islam wants us to dress well, comb yourself, comb your hair at times, you avoid doing it. So that what it soon appear as if that is just what you have devoted your life for. So Allah.
I'm not a problem of the country, I'm not a problem of the country.